Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Got a big Cinco de Fivo from Sean in a couple of minutes. CP, the franchise in the building. We'll talk Knicks basketball as they get set to find out who their opponent is tomorrow night. Yankees, Blue Jays later tonight right here on the Fan. I'm looking at the lineup. It's a nothing crazy. Volpe, Soto, Judge, he's back in center. Giancarlo is DHing. Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Alex Verdugo, Jose Trevino, and as Waldo Cabrera with Carlos Rodon on the mound. The Mets are taking on the Pirates, trying to win another series. Francisco Alvarez is DHing, but is in the lineup. Here's the thing about the Rangers that scares me. I'll give you a fair analysis on something that has occurred with them over the last year that I've seen be a thing that helps propel teams in the National Hockey League. And that is being humbled with a defeat, being humbled with a setback
early
before winning a championship. I mean a full season. So the two examples I'd give you would be the New York Islanders right before their dynasty, right before their dynastic run. The New York Islanders lost a brutal semifinal series to the New York Rangers in 1979. The Islanders' response was to not only win the Stanley Cup in 1980, but they won 19 consecutive postseason series before they finally got knocked off in the Cup final in 1984. So that defeat at the hands of the New York Rangers, and I've heard many of the older Islander fans say this, and Islander players, that that defeat was necessary for them to go on that run. The New York Rangers, right before they won the Cup in 1994, they had a bad year in 1993. They missed the playoffs entirely. That humbling experience may have been the thing that propelled them to winning a Stanley Cup the following year. Here's what now scares me about the New York Rangers. Their humbling experience was pretty damn humbling last year.
Yeah.
They had a lead against the New Jersey Devils. Despite the regular seasons, I think they were viewed as the better team than the New Jersey Devils. Sean Morash took a broom out on the New Jersey Devils. There was an arrogance, a confidence, a belief that it would be easy, especially after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals a year earlier. They lose that series. Is that the same humbling experience that the 93 Rangers and the 79 Islanders had that eventually led to the Stanley Cup?
It galvanizes you because it's the last thing you want to hear about is losing in that fashion. Because it doesn't go away until you replace it.
Yes.
Right? It's the problem with sports. Like, people expect success, and if you have abject failure, the only way to make them forget about it is to have success. Virginia 2019.
That's a great example. I didn't even use that one, but especially with you sitting in the room as a Virginia guy, that's another example of it, just not locally.
Right. But it's nationally famous.
And even Purdue getting back to a national championship after they suffered that same humbling defeat. See? Does that make you believe, Sean?
There's hope, Sean. Yeah, and there's other hockey examples nobody cares about. The Lightning, the Avalanche.
The Lightning got humbled, they won the President's Trophy. They got swept in the first round by Columbus, I think.
With Artemi Zarin.
And then came back.
Yeah, there's been a lot of hockey examples of that humbling, then the next year you win the Cup. It's go time now. It's absolutely go. No more of this, you're losing a second round, fun little spring, hockey's weird. No. It's go time.
Washington, Detroit, Pittsburgh, or Philly, who do you want?
Anybody but Pittsburgh would be my answer.
You're scared of Pittsburgh?
No. It's Ovechkin, right?
Well, Ovechkin with
the
capital.
With Washington, with the capital.
Yeah. Crosby scares me the most.
Right.
I'd like to avoid facing Ovechkin. Truth be told, give me the Detroit Red Wings. Bunch of young guys up and down. They've played good recently.
By the way, did you see
Aren't they streaky?
Like, yeah. I felt like I looked at their schedule, and they had lost like 8 in a row at one point.
Yeah, by the way.
But then they had also won a bunch as well.
Any one of these teams that the Rangers play, if there's a 7-game series, it's a disappointment.
Mm. Got to take them early. I appreciate you doing something that some of my friends who are Knicks fans could not do and say, hey, I prefer to play this team over that team. So I respect that you did that.
Yeah, I'm not a wimp.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.